Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Welcome to Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Bob and Sandy Nesoff. I'll be flying solo tonight. Sandy's off on assignment. And we have one of our more interesting guests, Joshua Bronstein of iFly, which is an indoor skydiving contraption. I'll let Josh explain it to you. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Josh, would you just give our audience an idea of what the iFly experience is?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we are here at iFly Indoor Skydiving of Paramus, we're an indoor skydiving facility. So what we do is we provide a simulation of what the free fall experience is as if you were jumping from a plane. So it's a really unique, fun, and different type of environment. We have an wind tunnel inside the tunnel that individuals will go through a process of getting geared up, going through a brief training, and of course flying with their instructor who's going to be with them every step of the way. So we're all about fun, safety, and of course providing the gift of flight here at iFly.
Okay. When and where did iFly start, and who had the idea for it?
Yeah, our founder was Alan Metney. Him and a bunch of his associates actually worked together in terms of creating this type of unique and fun idea. It actually began in 1998, where we had those types of individuals continuing to build on the technology, and we actually opened up our first tunnel in 1999. So over those next 6 years about, we opened about four more tunnels. So with something of that nature, we really found ourselves looking like we had something really in the works. So upon that point, we really looked to expand the iFly brand. And today we're actually over about 70 locations across the world, both in the United States as well as in Europe and Canada.
Okay, very good. Now, somebody comes to you. They're walking in the door. And I should say to our audience, I was lucky enough to go through the experience. My grandchildren bought it for me for a birthday present, and I found it to be truly exciting. But I'd rather have you tell our audience as to what happens when somebody walks through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. And I might say I definitely heard from some of the instructors you did quite well in there, so definitely a testament to yourself. With our experience, though, we always recommend calling and making a reservation. You can actually make a reservation either by giving us a call at 201-733-4359, or you could actually go on our website as well to book a reservation by going to iflyworld.com, and you actually can select book a flight, and at that point you can select your tunnel and begin picking what experience might be the best fit for you. But with that in mind, once you make a reservation within our experience, you're essentially picking an arrival time to select and arrive at. At which point you'll begin to fill out a waiver. We just need to ensure that all of our flyers are fit and able to take part in the experience. So what we have individuals sign off on is that they've had no prior neck, back, or heart issues, as well as having any prior shoulder dislocations. As well, the only other restriction would be our individuals need to be 3 years old and up, as long as they're 40 inches tall and weigh no more than 300 pounds is what our experience allows. So with that in mind, as long as we fit all of the criteria, we're able to proceed through our experience, which is a really phenomenal and unique type of one. With that, what we do is we get our groups all geared up. In each session, we can accommodate up to 12 flyers in each group. So we'll put that group together with their instructor. They'll be introduced to the individual that they'll be flying with, at which point they'll begin their gearing up process. So that incorporates us providing a flight suit, a helmet, as well as goggles and earbuds as well throughout the experience. And we always recommend bringing sneakers with laces as well. So with all that in mind, once our flyers have geared up, we get them ready for a class in which they'll undergo a training. At that point, they'll learn some brief instructions from their instructors, along with communication for how they'll talk to one another, as I'm sure you can imagine. And I'm sure you can relate, Bob. It was pretty hard to hear when you were inside the tunnel. So with that in mind, we give you hand signals that are going to allow you to have the best experience in the tunnel. So once our brief instructional period is over, as well as watching a brief video, what we're going to do is we're going to get you into the tunnel to fly with your instructor. Now, As you continue to grow through the experience, you can get signed off for being able to fly on your own or with a tandem, but it does incorporate, of course, a lot of training to be able to be signed off on those regards. But that first time you're going to go in, you're going to be having two flight rotations that are going to be broken up. The reason being is that we want to ensure that you feel that comfort within the wind. So that first flight is going to be really getting yourself familiar with the wind, familiarizing yourself with the body positions as well as your instructor. And then that second rotation is going to be a lot more of that muscle memory and feeling a lot more comfortable in the wind. So hopefully that kind of walks you through our basic experience from start to finish. It takes about an hour and a half to go through everything that I just mentioned.
Now, you say that you can take somebody as young as 3 years old?
Yeah, it's incredible. So we have individuals, as long as they're 40 inches tall, that we have no problems being able to fly them within our experience. So it's always incredible to see the youngins being able to get in there, and most of them are really fearless going in there and flying without a care in the world, which is incredible to see.
More so than the adults, I would think.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
The first two experiences, you're flying just a few feet off the ground. I was fortunate enough, I made an extra purchase, and so I came in with the instructor, we gripped each other's wrists, we began to spin around and go up and then down and then back up and down again. What kind of experience or training or background do you need to be able to do that solo without hanging on to an instructor?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're referring to is called our high flight. It's a great add-on in our experience. What I consider it is what's called our like grand finale, so to speak, within the experience. On your second flight, the last 30 seconds that instructor will take hold of you and spin you towards the top of the tunnel. It's just such a great way to really end everything, you know, within our experience there. But with regards to a first-time flyer coming in and being able to grow and being able to get signed off with certain aspects of our experience, it's a sport, so think of it no less of what you would with a baseball, a basketball, a football, where it does take time ultimately to grow and perfect your skill set. So it can take hours, months of training to really incorporate going through and being able to get signed off on something with this regard. For example, our instructors go through an extensive month-long program where they're put to the test, their bodies, their minds, in terms of different unique opportunities of what they might face while they're inside the tunnel with clients. So that type of an extensive program, they're in there for hours, each day throughout that month of time. So for somebody who's looking to come in, some great ways to get better and more familiar with the wind. For our youth, we actually have a flight school program that's for really anyone aged 4 to 16 years old, where we look to try to help them grow within our experience, work on different turns, different movements to allow them to progress. It is a progression, so we can go from a level 1, which is where you start at, and you can grow up to a level 4 and even become an instructor or a coach at some point. So it can take time. It is a progression, but like everything, it all pays off in the end, and we have some really great things going on with the body flight sport itself that we're really hoping to grow this sport to the next level.
Well, you say up to 16. What about older individuals?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we're looking to incorporate, especially at our Paramus location, is we're looking to start launching an adult league to allow individuals who do enjoy flying, adults obviously after work hours, to be able to come in and enjoy themselves through the experience. With somebody who's going to be coming in as well, once you go through your first round of the actual experience itself, we do offer incentivized return packages that are heavily discounted, 60 to 70% off of our packages, to allow you to come back and experience everything. So what we recommend is actually coming back, working with an instructor, and actually growing on a consistent basis. So that means coming in, whether it be on a weekly basis, monthly basis, but it's a continued growth process. And ultimately, we want you to grow and feel comfortable with your instructors here, which is why we have an extensive program for them to continue training, you know, as well, even when they're at the tunnel and have some off time.
Where do your instructors go for their training?
The instructors will go to a number of different locations. So, for instance, we had a training at our New York location for all of our instructors within coming out to the Paramus location as well. So it can be a mix between a number of different tunnels, but we try to do these on a frequent basis, of course, understanding that a lot of individuals do have the love and interest in looking to work with clients in terms of teaching them how to fly within the tunnel. So we try to give those individuals the opportunity to be able to do so. So we're hoping to host one upcoming shortly. But if you are interested as well, you could always, once again, check out our website on the career page, iFlyWorld.com. Or if you have questions about anything, feel free to, of course, give us a call, 201-733-4359.
Okay, now I understand that you use these experiences for meetings, groups, team building. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's really where my team really covers. Myself as the sales manager, my sales coordinator, Nafia, is phenomenal. And what we do is we really try to take really what the group experience ultimately wants to be, and we try to really recommend the best overall experience that's going to allow you to fulfill all your goals for that event, whether it be a birthday party, a corporate event, an educational field trip. We can really do a lot within our experience here. So when it comes down to a standard group, we have discounted packages that actually are involved for groups of six or more, and we have birthday packages involved that can actually incorporate pizza, a room rental as well, in addition to that high flight that I mentioned within the overall flight experience. So we really try to provide you with all the opportunities to have the best experience possible with us. And that's really where myself and my team try to create memorable and unique types of experiences, whether it be for a birthday party or even that next corporate event that you're looking for. We can really fill a variety of needs. We can incorporate food as well and really add to whatever it is that you're looking for. So within our space, like I was mentioning, we have groups of six or more that will come out, but a main focus of us as well is going to be our field trips as well for different schools and scout troops. And as a whole, in 2017, iFly as a company flew over 60,000 students, and that's something that we're looking to continue even grow further this of course, 2018 year. So over these next couple of months, you know, really, especially as kids are getting back to school, we're looking to try to create a new and memorable type of field trip for them to be able to experience throughout the year. So we have state-aligned presentations, interactive presentations that align with all the state curriculum to allow us to tie in all the educational components that create a fun and, of course, educational trip. And with that in mind, we can provide a discounted experience into our experience as low as $35 per student for our groups when they're coming out. So teachers, scout leaders alike can all give us a call, and we could, of course, have and host a memorable trip where not only will they be able to go through the flight experience, I mentioned a little bit that we'll have an interactive STEM presentation that's led by an educator. And on top of that, we also offer a ball demonstration in which we throw a number of different objects into the tunnel and have the kids really interact and guess what they think might happen, how fast each object might need to be able to go to be able to fly to a substantial rate, and really tying in all the great fun things that are involved for these types of trips. And I'm sure you could imagine, Bob, when I was in school, we all went to the same types of field trips year after year. And with something along these lines, being able to be introduced to the new community, especially in that northern New Jersey area, and really all of New Jersey and New York alike, we can really do some great things for these types of trips. And I know as a kid, I would have loved the opportunity to experience something like iFly rather than going to a museum, as we typically did back in the day.
Yeah, have you felt any resistance from any of the parents because of what they might perceive as something different or possibly dangerous?
Well, I think it's with anything in life, any sport. You know, of course there's risk, but once again, that we really ensure that through our training process, as I mentioned, our instructors go through an extensive month-long program. On top of that, we have an ongoing daily training that really incorporates whether it be on-the-spot coaching or block time to really train through different aspects. We really look to try to ensure that there's that comfort level with everything. So we try to build a rapport with the clients who are coming out there. We also, of course, have that training that they'll cover and go through ahead of their actual flight experience. So that does tend to put a lot of people at ease. You know, of course, are there people who might not necessarily think that it's a fit? It's like anything in life. Things aren't always going to be a fit for everyone. But what we try to do, and it's a testament to our staff, is really try to make sure that they feel comfortable with us through everything that they're going to incorporate, our training, and really just making sure that they feel at ease with us.
Okay, we're going to have to pause for a moment to pay some bills over here as we listen to a commercial, and we'll be right back with Josh Braunstein of iFly, the indoor skydiving.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Acaramba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
I think I'm going to have to go out for some Mexican food now. Welcome back to Travel Talk Radio. Our guest this evening is Joshua Braunstein, who's the sales manager of the Paramus, New Jersey, iFly indoor skydiving experience. Josh, we were just talking about bringing school groups in and what have you, but I understand you also do team building with various corporations and what have you. Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So what a lot of groups will do, especially on the corporate end, we have exclusive packages that are designed specifically to fulfill their needs. So what we tend to do is we go through, of course, the flight experience for these groups, giving them a private session where ultimately it's going to be just them and their company inside the tunnel flying, no one else from the general public. So that's really seems to be the best option for our groups as they look to really experience everything that we have to offer. And of course, after going through everything that we have in play, whether it be the two flight rotations, the high flight, and of course really everything else that's involved, we even can add on opportunities for them to be able to get access to our conference space. So whether that be incorporating meetings, awards, presentations, we give them the ability to not only host but have really a different type of meeting setting that's ultimately going to continue to engage their employees and of course incentivize them to continue on with what they're doing. I mean, what better way, whether it be a sales goal or a contest or even hitting a certain incentive or type of package for a certain amount of good reviews, whether the case might be companies just looking to say thank you to their employees for a job well done. We can really give them the space where they're going to really feel welcome and have a great and fun time. And overall, we've really seen some great success from that. And what we do as well is we can even tie in some catering food options as we have a number of local vendors that we work with hand in hand who have been phenomenal with us since our start, since we opened in March. So it's really been great. And that's something that, especially with holiday parties right around the corner in December, we're really looking to provide companies with the opportunity to rent out our facility. We can even get a DJ in there, put some high top tables, and really make it the exclusive type of event that can fit and fulfill a variety of needs. So overall, our space, once again, is just really flexible. And us moving forward, especially into this winter, to celebrate another good year, what's a better way than coming out to iFly with your team?
And I'm assuming that what you're describing is available at all of your locations.
Absolutely, yeah. So with what I'm mentioning, our tunnels have the ability to do this across the globe at all of our iFly locations. We have at every location, we have a great sales manager and great teams that are really working together to provide the best type of experience, whether it be for an individual or, as we're talking about, more of these clients, corporations, and really ultimately what we're trying to do, once again, is to provide something new and different where these companies can come out, grow with us, have a great time, and be able to say that they had the best event ever.
Okay, now the kicker. Compare iFly to actually stepping out of an airplane.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we provide the simulation. There's really nothing like the real thing, of course, where you're being able to get strapped in and being able to jump with somebody out of a tunnel. Now, From my understanding, from my discussions with our instructors, now I'll be honest, I haven't yet jumped. This is allowing me to obviously work hand in hand with instructors who do this on a very frequent basis, and they're really allowing me to work up the courage to make my way to get to that point. So from what I've heard and what's been elaborated to me, within the first jump, you're of course going to be with somebody in a tandem where they're going to strap you in and you know take you on that type of flight experience. Now, the overall free fall in a skydive, believe it or not, is only about 30 to 40 seconds. So that's before you pull your chute. Now, within our experience, for instance, at minimum, each of our flights are about 1 minute long. So we give you about double what the standard skydive does provide you. And of course, we're in a controlled, safe environment where we don't have to worry about pulling the chute. So definitely one of the small perks of coming inside, enjoying our space. But that's not to say that instructors or even skydivers alike won't utilize our space to come and train, which is something that they'll do. Once again, tying in more time within their tunnel where they could block off a number of minutes. Our skydiving community has really found a great way to utilize our space to be able to train, continue to work on different movements, tricks, and really grow their skill set.
Okay, do you get very many former military parachutists?
So I actually got my start at the Westchester location in Yonkers, and over there they work pretty frequently with West Point military. So it's definitely something that we see pretty frequently in terms of our New Jersey tunnel. Of course, we're still looking to continue to grow those relationships and grow our outreach. But of course, across the globe at numerous iFlies, you'll definitely see a huge military participant list from.
Okay. How high actually can one go in the tunnel?
So when you're going in through your initial visit, you're only going to be a few feet off the air, which you alluded to. So the instructor is going to be standing in there at all times with you, and you're always going to be within an arm's length from the instructor to ensure you're in a safe, comfortable position at all times. Now, we mentioned that high flight earlier. That's when the instructor on their second flight will take hold and spin each flyer towards the top of the tunnel. That's where each flyer will probably go, I would say, a little bit less than about 20 feet off the mat or the netting that we have inside the tunnel there. So there's a silver ring that's inside the tunnel, and we'll lead you towards that aspect with that type of high flight. And then as you continue to grow through the sport, that's when you can continue to get signed off to be able to go even higher.
Okay, now I saw some of your instructors go up and then head first come zooming back down and suddenly come to a screech halt.
That's something else, isn't it?
How do they control that?
Yeah, that's a great question. The best answer, in all honesty, what we'll do when our instructors are putting on their flight demonstration, we'll actually top out the airspeed. So we'll increase that wind speed from what the standard flyer will go through. And on top of that, really the smallest of body movements can actually allow you to make quite a difference inside the tunnel. So if you're actually on your belly, let's call it, and you actually put your arms out and you slightly move your hands to the left, you're going to be pushed all the way to the left. And that's going to be your turn progression. And if you look to stop, you'll look to move everything straight in terms of your alignment with your hands. And even the slightest of movements to your right will allow you to turn right. So really with certain movements such as that, our instructors, once again, it's the slightest of movements that will allow them to continue to control their body, but they go through a really extensive training program to allow them to be able to work and control their body in the way that you see. And personally, there's no better reaction for us. And to me, it really hasn't gotten old in my time where you see the instructor do what you're referring to in terms of shooting from the bottom of the net all the way up to the tunnel. And to see the reactions on really everyone's face, rush to the top, to the tunnel, look up into the air. I mean, that smile, that's the reason why we do what we do. And, you know, once again, continuing to provide this gift of flight to these individuals, there's no better feeling that we really can get, which is why we really say that our experience is for anyone of any age and of all abilities. So that's really a phenomenal thing in which we hold our heads high about.
So at the point that I went up and did the spiral, the air pressure in the tunnel was increased?
Slightly, yes. Absolutely. So what we do with everybody, and I'm sure you saw the instructor, before every person went into the tunnel, they were giving hand signals to the person who's controlling the wind speed. What we do is we give a fair estimate as to what we predict the wind speed will need to be, because everybody's different. You are going to be different than what my wind speed is going to be. And of course, my wind speed is going to be different than, let's call it somebody who's 5 years old. So within there, we obviously control that wind speed. And with that in mind, we push it up just a little bit to allow for the body control. Once again, those small movements to allow our instructors to take hold and do what you were able to experience through that high fly. And, you know, once again, that's my favorite part of the experience. And I'm sure you can explain it as well to our audience, you know, how fun that type of, you know, moment was for you.
Oh, it was quite a bit of fun. And I noticed that when he gave the hand signal, he was calling for hurricane force winds to get me up. Okay. can a participant spin and fly high on a first visit?
So they'll be with an instructor, but absolutely, we have that high flight. It's an additional $9.95 to add to the actual flight experience. But that's something that we can do and incorporate for any flyer. And once again, that'll be the second flight rotation. Everyone's always going to get two flight rotations to really grow through the experience. And, you know, that's really one of the great things that we can offer. And that's what we really want to do is to make this not necessarily a bucket list item where you check that off and you're good and you're on your way. But once again, we want individuals to grow with us. That's why we offer our great incentivized discounted return packages, in addition to having some great opportunities to get one-on-one coaching with instructors. So the best thing to do is to come out, experience what we have to offer, and continue to grow through the experience and the sport.
Do you get many return visitors?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things for us, and that's one of the things that our instructors hold their high proudly about, is being able to see somebody who they may not have thought or may not have thought themselves that they had any interest in doing this. And after going through, seeing what they can do, seeing what the instructor does and where they can go, there's really no better feeling than to be able to give somebody this type of return package, get them in the door, they'll continue to work with that same instructor, and once again, just grow through the experience. There's a lot of growth through this sport. There's a lot of great things that we'll see. And ultimately, really, sky's the limit, both literally and figuratively, with regards to this type of experience.
All right. Can family and friends observe what's going on without participating?
Absolutely. So the nice thing about our experience is we have a flight deck in which individuals who are not participating in the actual flight experience, they can actually sit out, enjoy themselves, watch in their friends, their families, really enjoy themselves. They could take photos as well if they'd like. But one of the nice things about our experience is while you're in there, of course, we also take photos and videos of the flyer themselves. So they could go on and get an extremely professional photo of themselves while they're inside the tunnel, actually just directly following their visit with us. So it's really tremendous, you know, what we can do and really the growth that we're seeing through this. And, of course, all the individuals that just pop in just to check us out who ultimately end up looking to fly as well. I bet you can imagine that you know, somebody walking in off the street, they come in just to check us out, the appeal of being able to look in the tunnel, see what they can do, and, of course, that urge to try to get in there.
All right, so anybody can walk in. There are no restrictions on that.
So we, as much as I'd love to say there aren't any restrictions, we always recommend, like I was mentioning earlier in the call, to of course, make a reservation in advance. The way that we work is all based on availability. So there is no guarantee that if you were to just show up, we have the availability to fit you guys in. But, of course, the way to beat that is to just call ahead. Once again, you could give us a call at 201-733-4359, or you could visit our website as well, the Book a Reservation, at iflyworld.com by going to Book a Flight and then selecting your tunnel location and the flight experience you'd like to take part in. So by going about doing that, we can ensure you the time. And at that point, of course, you can go through the full experience in which we've covered.
Okay, but somebody coming in, come and serve.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no restrictions on that end. If anyone wants to come in off the street, check us out, by all means. That's actually where we look to really try to grow the attention of what we have and maybe explain to somebody who might not have known what we have to offer about all the variety of needs that we can fulfill, like I was mentioning, whether it be a corporate event, a birthday party, family get-together or even your local field trip.
Okay. We've just about come to the end of our time over here. Josh, would you just give your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. So once again, my name is Joshua Brawlstein, and I'm the sales manager over with iFly of Paramus in New Jersey. Our team can be reached at 201-733-4359. Once again, that's 201-733-4359. Or you can visit our website at iflyworld.com and selecting your nearest tunnel, your closest tunnel, to be able to book a flight experience today.
Okay, Josh, thank you. Our guest today has been Josh Brawlstein, sales manager of the Paramus iFly, the indoor skydiving experience. Get out there, get exciting, do something. Josh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great night.
Thank you. This has been Travel Talk Radio. Thanks for listening in.